Welcome to the Next Level You podcast. In today's episode, we discuss why you will continue to repeat behaviors until you do this. So stay tuned. Hi, I'm your host, Jamie Lang, and welcome to the Next Level You. Inside this podcast, we dive deep into the inner workings of your mind, how to elevate your life, the necessary subconscious reprogramming to the undeniable laws of success and the tools, techniques, steps, and lessons I have learned in my 25-year journey of inner growth and development. You can expect hard truths and honest conversations about what it takes to uplevel your life and step into the best version of yourself. Join me on this journey in creating your best life. Ready to become that next level you? Let's begin. Hello and welcome to the Next Level You podcast. It is great to be here another week, another episode. And today's episode is, if I'm not going to be biased, is one of my favorite topics. It is all on subconscious programming. And the topic being why you will continue to repeat behaviors until you do this. Now, at the core of that, we're going to jump into what that means. But ultimately, it is the subconscious programming that is keeping you stuck where you are, keeping that repeated behavior because of the programming done on a subconscious, unconscious level. So first of all, we're going to jump into beliefs, how they are formed, when they are formed, and how they control your actions, how taking massive action is pointless until or unless you reprogram the brain, and how neural pathways can be strengthened or diminished based on this reprogramming that we're going to talk about. I absolutely love this topic. For probably 20 years, I worked against it. I didn't know what it meant. I was a person of massive action. I was always moving forward to my goals and thinking, what else can I do? And trying to push. I was grinding. I was hustling. And sure, I created some great results, but they weren't, if I'm going to be brutally honest, weren't at the level that I deeply desired, that I felt that I could achieve and what was meant for me. And at the core of it, and what came to me discovering this, was that I just looked inwards. I thought, I'm doing everything possible. I'm doing 10 times more than what other people are doing who are getting results. Why am I not getting the results that I desperately want? And at the end of the day, I had to turn inwards and I had to think, there's something in me that is blocking my progress. And ultimately, that came down to my subconscious programming. And when I discovered this, everything changed. And I mean everything, from my relationships with others, but also my relationship with myself, my business, the actions that I took. I was taking less actions and getting better results. My health and fitness. But ultimately, my journey became easier. My path became easier. It wasn't one where I felt like I was walking through quicksand, even if that's possible, but I wasn't sinking, but still taking steps forward. It was almost like I started to walk on potentially a cloud, if I'm going to use the analogy with the quicksand or the cloud. Everything just sort of started to come together. And it was when I did this that everything changed. So let's jump in. Now, take yourself back to when you were born. Can you remember? Could you remember the first 2 years of your life? Maybe when you were around 3 or 4. Maybe you can start to have some memories around when you were 5, 6, or 7. Well, in those first 7 years of your life, and some scientists will even discuss that potentially this happens in utero, your beliefs are formed. Your beliefs are imprinted on your subconscious mind from your environment, from your parents, from the circumstances in your life. That little brain, and this happens even before you have the capacity to decide whether that is going to support you or not. You are at such a young, vulnerable age that you see something and you take it as truth. You hear something, you experience something, you're told something, and automatically that for you is how life is, or that becomes your belief around that particular subject. Now, obviously, in my podcast episodes, it's usually around the 20 to 30 minute mark. Now, this subject we can dive into in so much detail that it would literally be hours upon hours, which obviously I'm not going to do. But just know that in the first 7 years of your life, your core beliefs and values are formed and imprinted on your subconscious mind. Now, they are stored in the subconscious mind because your brain, especially at that age, is just taking in so much. You know, you're trying to walk, you're trying to talk, you're trying to figure out life, you're pushing boundaries with your parents, you're working out who you are and, you know, what life is in those formative years. But your beliefs and your core values are imprinted in your brain subconsciously at that age. Now, the purpose of the subconscious, 100%, its purpose is survival. Its purpose is to keep you safe and keep you in the known. That is the job of the subconscious. And think about then that these beliefs are imprinted on your brain or on your subconscious at such a young age. Its job is to keep you aligned with those beliefs. It is the wiring your brain from the subconscious programming that then causes you to take actions, or it causes you to not take certain actions. So think about this. You've got your beliefs that are imprinted at such a young age. They shape the way that you view the world. If you believe a certain thing, for example, let's jump into a real life example. You have the belief that there's never enough money. You might have come from a family where that was your truth in those years. There wasn't enough money. Money was tight. You were always being told you've got to watch what you spend. You've got to watch, you know, even potentially how much you eat because there's not enough money to buy more. Or you have to eat what's on your plate because there's not enough money to buy more. You might have had to go without things that potentially your friends might have, which causes that belief to be strengthened because there's not enough money to go around. Now, that wiring in your brain is every time that you feel that belief as true, or every time that you hear those words, it is strengthening the neural pathway in your brain to the actions that you take. Now, as a child, obviously, we don't have control or the ability to change our financial situation. But then fast forward to a young adult. You are working, you are independent, you're being able to sustain your life, but you just can't seem to get ahead. You just can't seem to hold on to money. You have a desire to buy your first home, for example, and you start to save. But then maybe an unexpected bill comes in, or maybe the opportunity to go away with friends might come up, or you just go on a spending splurge. And at the base and at the core of that is this belief from your childhood that there's never enough money to go around. And so you're in this repetitive cycle. It doesn't matter how much money you earn, you always find a way to rid yourself of it so that you are in that cycle, and it's being reinforced, that belief of there's never enough to go around, because then there's more month to the end than there is money, which then strengthens the belief that there's never enough to go around, which in actual case, you know, could be completely ludicrous, because you might be earning really great money. You might have, you know, started your business and things are going fabulous. And until you reprogram that belief of that there's never enough money to go around, then you will continue to find ways to jeopardize your success, to strengthen and be in alignment with that belief. Now, if it doesn't matter how much money you earn, that belief will continue to show up and continue to play a very large role in your life, particularly in your finances, because that is your belief that has been instilled. So the subconscious will keep you in alignment with that belief by getting you to take actions, by highlighting opportunities that maybe aren't in alignment with what you really desire, but they're in alignment with your belief. So to keep you safe and in the known, because you know that one, you can survive with not having enough, but that's also in the known. It's also what you know. The unknown is having an abundance and a surplus of money and funds in your bank account, which feels foreign to your subconscious. So its job is to get rid of it so that you come back to that feeling of safety and the known, which again sounds ridiculous, because when you don't have the funds to sustain a life, then you're not so-called safe. However, in the world of your subconscious, it is safe because it is what it knows. So the subconscious's job is to keep you in the known, and its job is purely survival. It does not decipher whether the belief that you hold is congruent to what you want, is aligned to what you want, or even if it is true or not. That is a massive one. So, you know, that's the role of the subconscious. So when you start to understand this, you can see how the subconscious controls everything. And it doesn't want to be rewired. It is so deeply ingrained, which can cause more resistance when you're trying to rewire it. That's how massive action is pointless until it is rewritten. So come back. So you've got your subconscious belief you've developed in the first 7 years of your life. It shapes and changes the perspective that you have on the world, which then determines the actions that you take, which then creates the results that you get. Now, it could also determine the actions that you don't take, which then ultimately also determines the outcome and the results that you get or don't get. You can see how continued repeated behavior occurs when you hold on to beliefs that no longer serve you. What are some steps that we can take to rewire this subconscious programming? And I want you to think of it like you're updating your computer system. Or an app on your phone. You know, the old programming in an app on the phone needs updating. And that's exactly the same as your subconscious. I want to highlight here that it does not matter what age you are. Your subconscious can be reprogrammed at any point. The first step and the first thing you need to know is that you have to have that awareness. Without the awareness of the belief that is holding you back, you can't change it. But once you do know, once you are aware, once you bring from the subconscious to the conscious, you can't unknow it. It's just like trying to unring a bell. It just doesn't happen. Once it's rung, it's rung. So take some time and sit down and bring into the conscious the beliefs that you hold over what is holding you back or what is causing you to repeat behaviors and keep you in this downward spiral, so to speak. Bring it to the conscious. Jot them all down. Once you know it, you can't unknow it. You have a choice then, absolutely. You can choose to hold on to the old belief or you can choose to reprogram it, but you can't unknow it. So that's step number one in rewiring your brain, is bringing to the conscious, becoming aware what is holding you back. Step number two, this is massive, is a pattern interrupter. Create a pattern interrupter for you when you start to go down that path of repeating the behavior. It always starts with the belief. You've become aware of that. Once you are aware, then you can interrupt that circuit, that automatic behavior, that repeated action that you might take caused by the belief. What's a pattern interrupter? Well, ultimately, it is something that stops you. It stops you in your tracks. It regulates your nervous system back to reality, if you will. Rather than going down the path always traveled, you're able to sort of shock yourself back into, well, hang on, stop. Is this what I really want? Is this the action that I really want to take? Is this supporting the results that I'm trying to create? Now, a pattern interrupter could be, for example, a cold shower. That's not always possible. For example, if you're walking down the street or walking through the shops and you have a thought pattern or a belief pop up, you can't always then just jump in and have a cold shower. But if you work from home or if you are at home, that is definitely something that really just brings you back to the present, brings you back to the conscious thinking rather than allowing that subconscious to take over. If you are out on the street or if you're at work or if you're in the car, a pattern interrupter could be a simple thing such as having an elastic band on your wrist and flicking that band on your wrist. It's something that shocks you, brings you back to reality, or not so much reality, but brings you back to your conscious thinking. So you're stopping that subconscious response or reaction to the situation or to the belief, and then you're able to do something about it. So it's all about shocking and bringing back. Another thing could be a massive clap or a shout, stop, or that's not true, saying a statement out loud. Again, be mindful of where you are. You don't want to be, getting unwanted reactions or responses from other people, but also just use what's relevant in the situation at the time. But find something that works for you. It could be taking a big glass of cold water to shock the system back. It could be sucking on an ice cube or rubbing an ice cube on your forearm to bring you back. So you're focusing on that ice cube, taking it off the automatic subconscious programming, focusing on the ice cube on your forearm, which then gives you the ability to then choose and change that belief. It could be going for a walk through nature. I particularly love going through, we've got a walkway through a nature reserve, but it's along the coast. And so I've got the beautiful trees and the birds and the flowers and, sometimes snakes. But then on when I get through there, I've got the beautiful ocean with the never-ending horizon that I'm able to look out at and sometimes see whales depending on the season. So, that always brings me back to where I am and what I'm doing rather than allowing that subconscious to, run at its own pace. So create a pattern interrupter for you that is relevant to the situation, that you might have a number of different ones that you're able to use at different points wherever you are. But the whole purpose is to shock your brain back to where you currently are. It's regulating the nervous system so you're not going into that fight or flight response from that old belief that doesn't support you. And then the third step to rewire your programming, your subconscious programming, is to enforce the new belief. Create a new belief that you can put on repeat, that you can start to instill and override the old belief. Now, in the example of there's never enough money, when an opportunity, for example, comes up to, what about if, to spend your money? So you might go, I've got this party coming on up on this weekend. I'd really love a new outfit. Well, wouldn't we all? But if your goal or desire is to save money to be able to buy your first house, for example, then buying a new outfit for that party on the weekend isn't in alignment, may not be in alignment with what your end goal, with what you want to do. You could go shout out, stop, no. And so you've created that pattern interrupter. You're aware of what's, your impulse and what this old programming is. And now your new belief could be, I am abundant. I have everything that I need already. I am creating my ultimate dream life with my new house. So you have stopped that automatic subconscious belief. You've been able to regulate your nervous system through your pattern interrupter, and you've instilled that new belief. I have abundance. I have enough. I am creating my future with my new house. And so that in itself, those three steps, is enough to then start to question and reprogram your brain into being in alignment with what you want, so that you will change those repeated behaviors in order to get what you want. Nothing will change until you consciously change it, because we are hardwired from a young age, and the subconscious job is purely survival. It is possible to reprogram your subconscious at any age, but you must have the desire and the want to do it. That must be greater than the pain of holding onto the old belief or programming for lasting permanent change. If the pain or the regret is not of creating your new thing is not higher than creating the new belief, you won't change. So you really need to create that desire greater than the pain of holding on to the new belief. And also, I want to finish this episode with, this is not a once and done task. Repetition is key for lasting permanent change. Please don't try this once and then go, oh, well, that doesn't work, I'm just going to go back to my old programming. Until you reprogram what has been instilled in your subconscious, which does take time and repetition, you will continue to repeat behaviors that don't serve you and that aren't going to get you where you want. You can continue to take massive action, which may produce some results, but they won't be the best results and the ones that you really truly desire until you reprogram the old programming. Until next time, that's all I've got for you today. Remember, what you shine a light on cannot stay hidden. Talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of The Next Level You. If you loved and found value in today's episode, be sure to share it with me so I can continue delivering valuable content and inspire more listeners. And if you haven't connected with me on social media, come and join me on Instagram, where you can find extra doses of inspiration at The Jamie Lang, or visiting my website at jamielang.com. That's spelled J-A-I-M-E-L-A-I-N-G. Your support means the world to me, and I'm so grateful for you all. Until next time, remember to embrace the journey to become the next level you.